With the Florida legislature about halfway through the current session, it's becoming more clear which bills are making headway. SB 1770, also known as the Senate Property Insurance Bill, has passed through the necessary hearings and may soon be brought to the floor in the Senate. A similar bill with the same title, HB 0909, is still undergoing hearings in the House of Representatives. These developments have raised concerns among consumer advocates that the bill will raise rates for Citizens Property Insurance Corporation and on customers. For more information about this viewpoint, I spoke Thursday with Bill Newton, Executive Director of the Florida Consumer Action Network, or FCAN. Here is a portion of that interview. Thanks so much for speaking with me today, Mr. Newton.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Tyler. I appreciate the opportunity.
So, first of all, can you briefly explain some of the history behind Florida's property insurance industry as it relates to hurricanes and why insurance rates are such a concern in the Florida legislature?
Well, everything was fine until Hurricane Andrew, and that cost a lot of money, and the legislature made some adjustments after that. And then we had the year with four hurricanes, and that caused even more problems. And the state kind of set up the current structure, which the state actually subsidizes the insurance market, you know, and really assumes most of the risk. So you have something called the Cat Fund, which is the catastrophe fund. It has nothing to do with the cats. And that is an insurance company for the insurance companies. So the insurance companies go out and sell policies, and then they can sell the risk to the Cat Fund for the hurricane risk, the big risk. Normally, they would use private reinsurance markets. You know, the companies like Swiss Re or companies in Bermuda, people with big, huge piles of money that are willing to bet whether or not hurricanes are going to hit Florida or not. But that got expensive when we had four hurricanes, and so the state formed its own fund to do that. And secondly, the state formed Citizens Property Insurance, which probably most of the listeners of the station are insured by Citizens, because the private companies simply wouldn't insure us. And that's because they developed these computer programs in the 90s, you know, in the early 2000s, that allowed them to segment their market, you know, into smaller and smaller groups, you know, who's risky and who's isn't, and based on where you lived and if you filed any claims. And so they used to just, you know, insure everybody in state, you know, they all of a sudden began cutting it down to smaller, you know, and smaller groups, and basically dumping anyone that they didn't want, you know, cherry picking and keeping only what they thought were the least risky customers. And that left Citizens to be the biggest insurance company in the state, which is what it is now with over 1 million customers. So that's kind of where we stand. But the legislature is not happy with this because they don't want to be the biggest insurance company in the state. They think private companies should handle the business, no matter how much it costs.
I know that the two bills that we mentioned are both extremely complicated and long, but can you briefly explain what the Senate Property Insurance Bill would change?
Well, the thing for folks to focus on is their insurance rates. I mean, that's what you're going to pay every month. So that's what we have to be concerned about. And there's a couple little tweaks that allow the insurance companies to raise their rates a little easier. There's a inflation factor. You know, there's you know, little things like that. But the big things are that they will be able to change what they charge people in Citizens rather dramatically, depending on what the final bill looks like. First of all, anyone that has a home worth with a replacement cost over $1 million is going to get dumped out of Citizens and be on their own, and then that amount gradually declines by $100,000 every year until, you know, we get down to homes $500,000 and above won't be able to be insured by Citizens. And then secondly, they're going to require that the rate charged by Citizens is supposed to be actuarially sound, whatever that means, but it's also supposed to be higher than the top 20 private carriers in the market. Well, I don't think there are 20 private carriers in the market. So I don't know how they're going to define that. But at any rate, they would make Citizens be higher than whatever the private by a bunch by whatever the private companies want to charge, and that could be a huge rate increase. Fortunately, we put something in place a couple years ago that everyone agreed to, meaning insurance companies, consumers, everyone, called the glide path, in which we all agreed that Citizens' rates did need to go up a little bit. Although now, given the fact there's no hurricanes for 7 years, maybe that's not so true. But we agreed to a 10% per year increase in order to get rates up to actuarial soundness. That's per individual policy, so nobody's individual policy is supposed to go up more than 10% a year. But what this bill would do, as it stands, is make that by territory, whatever a territory is. Maybe it's all of Sarasota County. So that means, you know, the inland people's rates might actually go down, but if you're up in the coastal area, your rates could go up, well, who knows what percent, 50, 100, whatever. And based on this top 20 pricing, they could go up quite a bit. So that's really frightening part of this bill. And why? Why would they want to do this to us now when the economy is just kind of coming back to life?
So what would the FCAN propose as an alternative to this bill?
Well, one thing we've suggested is that the state, through the CAP fund, through Citizens, buy more reinsurance in the private market. And this is a great time to do that. There's another bill that will tell them to do that. Because there's a tremendous amount of what we call capacity or just money out there in the private market right now. So it would be cheaper than doing it ourselves. And that lowers the risk for the state of Florida. That gets it into private hands. So that's a good thing. Secondly, I'm not concerned about Citizens. I think it's doing fine. They've been making money every year. And in fact, they have enough money right now that they believe they can handle what we call a 1 in 45 year storm. What the legislature keeps saying is that we have to be ready for a 1 in 100 year storm. And that's where they get all these scary numbers from. It's a 1 in 100 year storm, which obviously is not much chance of that happening. Being safe up to 1 in 45 years, and that's without borrowing, you know, money or having giant assessments. That's with the money that Citizens has. That's not bad. You know, and if we have another storm for a year, they're going to go up some more. They're going to have even more piled up there. But that just infuriates many of our legislators that Citizens, a government entity, is actually doing well. I mean, how could they possibly do that? So they say, we've got to get this business back into private hands, no matter how much it costs. It's their ideology. It's what they believe in. But it would hurt the economy. It would hurt us to have to take money, you know, thousands of dollars out of our budgets every year and send it to an out-of-state insurance company.
Well, I know that one thing that everyone can agree on is that we all hope that that 1 in 100 year storm does not come this summer. But I wanted to ask you one final question. What can listeners do to get involved with whether or not the Senate property insurance bill passes?
You need to call your state senators and state representatives. They need to hear from folks that we can't afford to pay more in homeowners insurance right now. We already are having more and more people struggling to stay in their homes, and another few thousands of dollars a year for people with fixed incomes, it's very difficult. It is very difficult. And don't buy the stuff that we're being subsidized by people in other parts of the state. That's just not true, because the coastal areas are the economic engines of the state. We're subsidizing the other areas of the state. We're earning the tax dollars here that are going into the state coffers. So call up those legislators, yell at them, tell them not to raise our rates, and Citizens, don't do this top 20 pricing. That's ridiculous. Let's just keep things as they are for now, because it's working pretty well. We don't have a huge problem right now.
Okay, well, thank you so much for speaking with me today, Mr. Newton.
My pleasure. Thanks for the good questions. And we have a website. It's www.fcan.org, Florida Consumer Action Network. So hope folks would check that out for more information.
Once again, that was Bill Newton, Executive Director of the Florida Consumer Action Network, discussing SB 1770, the Senate Property Insurance Bill, which may soon be brought to the floor in the Florida Senate. For WSLR, I'm Tyler Whitson.